Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, Meatballs. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Welcome back to the Meatball Pod. Sorry we missed last week, but we were actually in full film mode. Me and Nicole were on a meatball trip. So, enough time to do the podcast last week, but we were giving you other forms of fun.
Yes. We don't know when you guys are going to see that, but yes, me and Zita, we told you guys we were going to Nashville because I had my ribbon cutting. So it was literally like a quick trip and I invited all the girls, but you know, it was last minute and everything. So I'm so glad that Gina was able to come because I was like, oh, I'm going to be by myself. But then Joey came, my mom came. So it was like such a fun, like 24-hour trip. And I want to say thank you to all the meatballs that came out to the ribbon cutting. You know, I get nervous sometimes with that stuff because I'm like, all right, like I know like everyone comes to my store, they like it, they shop or whatever. But like if I'm promoting like a ribbon cutting like that and like two people are there.
Oh my God, Nicole was nervous the entire time. She's like, Dina, what if no one shows up?
I was like, Dina, I'm not going.
I'm like, you're going to be fine. There's going to be tons of people there. And it was, I mean, you had a line around the corner.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. And I loved having Dina there and her support because I do freak out about that stuff. And it's not like nervous, like I'm nervous to like meet you and stuff like that. It's more of just like, I don't know if anyone's going to show. And I don't want to like, it's like you're having like a big party and like only one friend comes. And then you feel like shit. Like I just get nervous. I'm like, I hope everyone shows and they have a good time and they like my stuff. So me and Dina had a freaking blast and it was like perfect timing for us to like go out, have fun, have a meatball night and then get back home to the kiddos. It was literally the perfect trip.
Yeah, I like those quick trips.
Loved it.
And I had so much fun. We always have fun. We're a good time.
Yeah, so that's why we didn't do our show last week. We were busy doing that. But we are back this week. Make sure you guys watch tonight's episode. And I feel like a lot of people are saying like they can't watch it. I don't know what's going on with that, you guys. But you got to figure it out. Because this season is bananas. And we're in Vegas. And we're going to the big game. We think we're going to the Super Bowl. And it's just funny. So you guys have to watch tonight's episode, 8 p.m. MTV.
I know. I feel like everybody's like, nobody watches cable anymore. Which I get. But you could still watch it. If you do have cable, you could still watch it on MTV at 8 p.m. Doesn't it stream on Paramount? I thought we were streaming on Paramount. I'm so confused when everybody's like, we can't watch the episode. I'm like, what? But I thought we were streaming on Paramount.
It's definitely on Paramount app. So I don't know. You guys got to download Paramount. I mean, it's a nice app. It's a good app. There's a ton of good shows on there. Yellowstone.
I have, like, Paramount connected to my Amazon Prime, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, like, our home. So you guys got to download the app so you can watch us.
Yeah,
because that is true. Like I get, like, people, you know, don't watch cable anymore. A lot of people don't even have cable because they switched to streaming. I get it. But you guys can make it work, okay? Because it's a good season.
Yes.
And we had fun.
So it's a very fall out today. In New Jersey, which I'm liking, because the weather's so weird. Yesterday it was freaking hot. And then today, it's nice and fall. This weather's crazy.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But talking about weather, I want to just, praying for Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
Storm. Also praying for everybody in North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia. Like, I'm watching your TikTok.
Insane.
I see you guys. And I am so upset with how things are being handled over there.
Where is the National Guard?
Where's the National Guard to help these people? Why aren't they dropping supplies for these people? They're in the mountains. They can't get down. Like, I'm mad. I'm like, I feel so bad for these people in North Carolina and up in the mountains and Asheville and everything. Like, they lost everything and they have no help. It's so sad.
It's literally insane. I feel like the government's like sleeping. Like, nobody is helping anybody. And now with the freaking hurricane, like, there was a hurricane, Helene, that was just there. There's still, like, rubble everywhere. And nobody, like, there was no time to pick everything up. And now this crazy freaking Hurricane Milton is coming. And it's going to destroy them even more. I mean, what is happening with this Earth?
These storms, Mother Nature is not happy. Worse. I feel so like bad. We need to be more, like, these poor people in... And this, I'm really scared for Florida because,
oh my God,
like, what is happening in North Carolina happens in Florida. Like, what is happening? Why is there no help? I'm so aggravated. People have no food. People have no water. They're up in the mountains. They won't even allow people to go help them that want to help. Like, they're turning them away. There's thousands.
Freaking wild.
There's thousands of bodies in the street. People are saying,
oh my God,
and
I can't.
Smells like there needs to be help over there. And now poor Florida, I'm so scared for them. I'm praying for them. I'm
terrified.
Me and Nicole have been like looking into Florida every day, so worried for all the people there because
I'm like nose deep in TikTok and I'm like hysterically crying. Like, oh my God, this one TikTok, this woman. She's like in the eye of the storm and she's
I know which one you're talking about.
With the horses?
Yes.
Oh my God. She has
and she said she wasn't going to leave because she didn't want her horses and she's trying to get most of her animals into her house.
But like she can't like obviously put the horses and all the animals in. So she's like, you know, I can't put them in the barn because God forbid it collapses. They're dead. So the safest way for them is to be outside roaming during the fucking hurricane five storm.
That is the truth. Animals are
and they
so
can't see at night.
Smart,
it's not great
because they can if you let your bigger animals just go, they will find the higher ground. They're smart, but if you just keep them in your house or trap when you evacuate, that you're not giving them a chance.
No, yeah,
but
it's so freaking sad.
And I'm just hoping.
I can't believe this.
I'm hoping that what's happening in North Carolina isn't going to be the future for Florida, because I am so grossed out by our country right now. It's like, it's happening in North Carolina. These storms are unpredictable. They are crazy. And if you're not upset with how it's like, how this is being taken care of in these other places, you should be, because it could be your state next.
Literally, you know? Nobody's safe.
And no, there's no help. Like, why? I'm just so confused at why there's no help. Why are these people doing it on their own? No, why are they only getting $750 a family? Like, that's not going to help them. I don't know. I'm just really grossed out by the whole thing, clearly.
So now, after Milton hits, the weather people are saying there's another storm that's going to hit in like a couple days. So the hurricane season is wild right now.
They said it was going to be horrible. I was hoping
this is literally tragic and evil.
North Carolina is like gone. There's no more.
Oh, God.
I am so sad for them. I'm so sad for Florida that they have to go through this. I've seen so many moms and so many families, like, they can't even evacuate. They can't.
No, because everybody's stuck on the freaking highways.
Right.
Which is the worst place to be.
Running out of gas.
You're done. You're done on the highway.
No gas. Like, this is one of my biggest fears. Like, trying to save my family and not being able to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, trying to get out and then you're stuck in traffic and then you can't get gas and you're just sitting ducks. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. So I am praying for those people in Florida. I'm praying for the people.
Amen.
In North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia. I'm praying for them. I'm praying, this whole world, God.
It's going to shit, D.
Man, but anyway, I just needed to get that out. And again, we are praying for Florida. You meatballs over there, we love you guys.
Oh my God, I hope you're
staying so strong. Please. Stay strong. Try and stay positive.
Wait, so do we know if it's still a Category 5? Because I know that we are, like, obsessed with it. And it went down to a 3, and then it went back to a 5.
So, unfortunately, going up into Florida, the water is still really warm. So, there's a chance it could still get speed going and hitting. So, right now, I just saw in the news, like, 2 seconds ago, that it was a 4. Florida... Just so everybody knows, we're pre-recording this, so this is Wednesday. So right now, they're just starting to get hit with the outskirts of it. But it's just breaking my heart. It really is.
So sad.
But, all right, sorry to damper your day, meatballs, but this is what's real life and what's happening out there. And, you know, me and Nicole feel for other people, like, really tremendously. So I felt
it
like
literally ruined my night last night. And I was just freaking out about it, because I feel like, you know, and even Dina said this in our group chat. She was like, I feel like they're my friends and I keep checking on their TikToks to, like, make sure they're okay. Because there's a lot of people on TikTok saying, I'm going to show you the journey of, like, what's happening.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. Like there's just
like, oh, I'm praying for all of you.
Like, I started, like, just, like, following them because I'm like, I just need to make sure these people are okay. I know, but there's this one mom. She's so upset. She tried to evacuate, but the roads were gridlocked. She's a single mom.
Oh, Jesus
and
Christ.
She's literally just with her one-year-old daughter, and she's like, I don't know. And I'm pretty sure she's in an evacuation A.
Oh, Dina, stop.
I was like, oh my God, this poor freaking lady.
I can't
imagine. But
also, the kids, like, being scared. Oh, breaks my heart.
But also, meatballs, if you do want to donate to North Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee, because they do need help, donate straight to the churches, the local churches, because that is what's going to the people.
It goes straight to them. Yep.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. Because it seems like they're not getting the other money. So if you're going to donate straight to the local churches.
I always used to think that, like, Red Cross, like, went straight to the people. Because anytime, like, a tragedy happened when I was in, like, high school, middle school, we would do car washes, donate straight to Red Cross. And then you find out that, like, not all of that goes to the people. Like, the fuck?
Yeah, it's, like, crazy.
How crazy?
I'm petrified to see what we're going to wake up to tomorrow with Florida. They're going to need a lot of donations. They're going to need a lot of help.
Oh my God, I can't imagine. Jesus Christ.
But I will be keeping up to date with my friends on TikTok that I've been following because I'm like scared of them. But you know what? I'm praying maybe it won't be. I'm like putting positive light out there that this hurricane will weaken by the time it hits.
Same.
So, you know, like putting all that positiveness over to Florida. I'm praying that it gets weaker once it hits for these.
Yeah, it goes to a one and it's just like a breeze.
No surges. So that's what I'm putting out there for Florida.
Amen.
So in other news, we'll get into some more fun meatball stuff.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, first I wanted to bring up, there's a TikTok going around about me saying I went to a Diddy party.
Oh my God, yes!
Wait, you said that in group. I'm like, why is it always me? And then everyone thinks I'm like corrupt and disgusting. And then in the comments, it's like, well, she said on Jimmy Kimmel, she sold her soul. So I don't doubt it. I'm like, that was a freaking metaphor, you morons. I didn't actually sell my soul. I'm Catholic.
Do you remember you did a photo with Sissy and you were like, she's putting up the Illuminati sign?
Well, I'm the furthest away from all that shit. Yeah. So somebody uploaded a video of me. I think it was at like the MTV Awards or whatever.
You thought you were cool too.
I was so cool and I was drunk. And they were like, so what are your plans? Because I was like, I think I was doing the red carpet for MTV and like interviewing celebrities or whatever. It had to be like season 3 or season 2. I don't remember. But it was like the hype of Jersey Shore when we were just on, and I'm talking about like where I'm going after, and I was like, yeah, then we're going to a Diddy party, like something like
so cool.
That. And I've never, the only Diddy party, and I told you guys this on the podcast last week, because I saw like some of the comments that were like, no, on the Meatball Pod, she said this. So we have some listeners, we have our meatballs that are backing me up. But like I told you guys, the only Diddy party I went to was the Sweet 16 party with Paulie and Mike. And then I'm thinking, okay, if that wasn't it, maybe it was like an after party for MTV hosted by P. Diddy. But it wasn't like P. Diddy party at his freaking house.
I feel like it was probably the Sweet 16 for his
trip. I mean, I'm like... So now I'm like grossed out.
He's never been to a Diddy party, people.
No, I've never been to a Diddy party. And no. I never really went to like a famous person's house and like partied. I've never done that. I feel like I went to like one place. It wasn't like a famous person's house, but there was famous people there. And that's where I met Deadmau5. And he...
I went with you.
He ruined my life.
I was there with you for that one. It was like up in the hills.
Yes, it was like, and like, there was like random famous people there.
Yeah, and you were just very upset because you finally met your dead mouse and he was a dick.
He was such a dick.
Okay.
I was like, oh man, he's an asshole. Like, it made me so upset, but like, obviously I still loved his music, but I was like, oh, that just broke my heart. So that's why when I met Fisher, it was the total opposite experience. And oh, I'm so glad that Fisher's my number one now.
But guys, that was not a Diddy party.
No, you free shows.
There.
I know. Okay, can we talk about the mom? So obviously, you know, the mom wants to like protect her son and like say like good things about him. And she put out a statement saying, you know, my son isn't the monster everyone's painting him out to be. Bitch, there's a video footage of him beating the shit out of Cassie. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Like, I think she's involved.
Like, I get it as a mother, like, you want to protect your baby. But, like, at some point, you got to realize, girl, he fucked up. He's not a good person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like she could be involved,
too, somehow. She might be on some of those tapes. Who knows?
I mean,
rig.
Yeah, so she sounds like a freaking idiot.
Yeah, she should have just stayed
quiet. He's not a monster. Yes, he is.
He's a monster.
He's beating the shit out of fucking Cassie, and he's a freaking pedophile rapist. What are you talking about?
Yeah, don't love it. Do not love it.
Hate it.
I'm hoping the list comes out. I want the list to come out.
Dina, it's going to be all of Hollywood.
I know, but I'm hoping it comes out because there's so many things that they're like, oh yeah, like Epstein's list. That never came out.
I know. How weird is that?
So I hope it's not like a second Epstein list. Like, this
could be.
Put out the freaking list.
Could be.
Who knows? It's all crazy pants. This world's fucked up.
It's so fucked up. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. I never went to a Diddy party. Freaks.
I want to get like a freaking rocket and take me and my children and my husband and go to a different planet. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, I want to go to Saturn and I want to ride the rings.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Saturn's a good one. Anyway, yeah, so Nicole went to a Diddy party.
Stop. I'm
kidding. So crazy, people. First of all, I don't think we'd be invited.
No, I don't think we would. No, we would never get invited. Paulie and Mike would.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't go there. They weren't there either.
No, nobody was at a Diddy party. So
no Jersey Shore members ever went to a Diddy party.
No. And if we were there and we saw some shit, we would literally scream and leave.
Yeah.
We'd be like, what the fuck is happening?
Goodness gracious. So I do have to leave in like a couple minutes to grab Cam. So do you want to hit some meatball questions before I have to hop off?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. So here's one. Hi, meatballs. My question is for Dina. How do you feel about Red Lobster is no longer in bankruptcy? Hope you're saying that Red Lobster has been saved.
Wait,
Maricela from Texas.
Maricela. When Dina shared it on her story.
Oh, yeah.
I started cracking up.
I shared it on my story. I wrote in the comments.
I was like, oh, listen, she's stooped.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. It's so Chris makes fun of me. He's like, out of all the restaurants,
I think everyone's making fun of you.
I get so excited when I eat Red Lobster. I dance when my food comes. I'm like,
oh, I love that.
I'm like,
do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. I love it. It's like, So yeah, I was so excited to hear because I was really sad. I almost cried when I heard Red Lobster was shutting.
I cannot.
So when I found out, do you know how many people tagged me in it? I was like, oh, I know already.
They'll be like, Dina, they're back.
I know. They're like, Dina, did you see they're saved? I'm like, yes. But you know, so if you do love the Red Lobster biscuits and there's not a Red Lobster by you, the ones in the stores are actually really good. Like, you could buy and make them in the stores. So, like, they're so good. You put them in the oven. You make them like biscuits. You make the mix. You put it in the oven. They give you, like, the butter to put on top. And they're really good. I was actually very surprised at how good they are. But, yeah, I love a nice Red Lobster dinner. And you know who loves it now, too? CJ. I got CJ pumped for Red Lobster.
Stop.
Yes.
He's so freaking cute.
Pumped for it. But CJ likes seafood. Like, this past weekend, we did Light the Night for my dad, and it was absolutely beautiful. Like, we, Light the Night is for leukemia and lymphoma survivors, people that pass that you remember them, and then also people fighting. And you go and you walk, and before we go, like, there's Rooney's in Long Branch, and it's like a seafood restaurant, and CJ goes to town. He had swordfish. He had calamari.
Mm. Yeah.
CJ has my dad's palate for sure. He loves a nice seafood dish.
So freaking cute.
And so he loves Red Lobster. So whenever I'm like, CJ, where do you want to go? Your favorite place to eat? Red Lobster. I'm like, that's my son. But yeah, so yeah,
so cute.
Very excited. Very excited about Red Lobster. I think I should like own one.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and every year, 6 million men suffer from depression. If you're feeling overwhelmed, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. And BetterHelp makes it easy. Take a short online quiz and connect from home with a qualified therapist. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Next question. Behind the scenes details, please, on season 6, Dina bringing home the, I guess, surrogate meatballs, or lack of better word for them. The Scotland was so entertaining. Was that accent real? So.
Wait, what Dina, is it?
Remember when you were pregnant, we did the meatball tryouts.
Oh my God, yes.
And yeah, the one girl was from Scotland, like she had the Scottish accent. That wasn't fake. I'm pretty positive it was real, unless I was so drunk I didn't realize it. But that was a crazy day. Those girls were so crazy, but they were so fun. And then the roommates were actually really mad that I brought them back to the house.
Oh my God, they were so
mad at me. And then I almost fell asleep and they're like, no, you're waking up. And then I gave them my dresses, and then the next day I woke up and I was like, oh man, I gave them my really nice dresses.
Like, God damn it.
I was so upset because they were like all my nice BB dresses. And I was like, just wear them out tonight. And then I woke up.
That was really fun to see, like, being sober, because I'm like, wait, like, do me and Dina act like this? Like, are we this fucking crazy? Because they're they're doing shots, cartwheels on the floor, like,
oh my God, my favorite was, remember, Wait, my favorite. Me and you were hysterical. The girl, she was like, she put on the clown shoes. And then we looked and she like cut herself. And I was like, oh my God, take off the shoes. And she was like, no, I like them. I'm like, but you're bleeding. Take off the shoes.
Such a meatball move.
Such a meatball. Uh-huh. She's like, I like them though. I wonder it's what happened cool. to that girl. She was actually a really good time.
Well, she's probably a lawyer somewhere.
Yeah. Probably.
Killing it.
Those meatballs were fun. Yeah, so I wasn't actually supposed to bring them home with me. Like, the producers were like, just have fun with them on the boardwalk. And then I was like, no, like, I want them to come out with me. So they were like, all right, you want them to come back to the house? I'm like, yeah, I want them to come back.
Like,
to-
are you sure?
The producer was like, are you sure you want to bring them back?
Yeah, everyone's like, yelling. Yeah.
And the roommates were so mad. They're like, what are they doing here? I'm like, they're hanging out. And then I gave them my dresses. I gave them my clothes. And I remember Jenny was like, Dina, are you sure you want to give them these dresses? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I'm like, they're fine. Not thinking, like, how would they give them back to me at the end of the night?
Well, they probably thought you were giving it
yeah,
to
them. Yeah, yeah. And then the next morning I woke up and I was like, down
where's
five
my dresses.
Down five nice dresses.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
I was like, damn, I really like those dresses.
My dresses back.
That's how I felt. I'm like, what happened?
What a sin.
Yeah, that was a fun time. Okay. Hi, Nicole and Dina. I love you both so much. Dina, I connect with you so much. I lost my father when I was 15 years old. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
And every time I hear you talk about your dad, it brings me to tears. And he loved Jersey Shore so much, and it makes me so happy to watch it and make me feel closer to him. I have a question about production. You guys have said whenever you're filming that production pays for everything. Does that mean that the three weddings on the show, including Nicole's on Snooki and J-Well, were paid by production? No, weddings were not.
I think Angelina's was, right?
Was it?
Why do I feel like yes? I don't know. I'm not going to speak on her, but
yeah,
my wedding. So my wedding was on Snooki and J-Well, right?
Yeah.
So my wedding, I didn't want them to pay for anything because I didn't want them to have any say in my wedding. I was like, you're going to be a fly on the wall. You're not going to tell me what to do on my wedding day. So I like wanted full control of that day. So no, MTV and production didn't pay for a dime for my wedding.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure all of us felt like that with our weddings. I mean, mine wasn't filmed, but I'm pretty sure with our weddings, that was different. Like, they pay for, like, our food and stuff when we're out, but as far as, like, events.
Yeah, like, personal things, no.
Personal big events that are, like, important, they're usually more like flies on the wall unless, like, they ask you to do certain scenes. But you have, that day, you have, you could say, no, I don't want that. I do want that because it is such a personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll ask you first, like, can we do this? So it's really up to you if you allow it or not. Right? Like, I feel like anything that is important, usually, like a wedding or a baptism, is usually, like, they're usually fly on the walls unless, you know, you allow it.
Yeah, I feel like anything that's, like, very personal when it comes to our family and our kids, they're amazing at just, like, just let us know what you're comfortable yeah. filming and we'll get it done. When it comes to just us and the roomies, like, no, we're yeah. crazy.
Like, CJ's baptism, I literally told him, like, fly on the wall. Like, I didn't even want a microphone on because I wanted to mingle. I was like, whatever you do with the cast members, that's fine. But I don't want drama at all at my event. Because at the time, I feel like people weren't talking to each other. So I was
there was little arguments.
Yeah, I was like, this is my son's baptism. Whoever has drama better not have it at the baptism. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you guys can film the cast, but not, like, you could film me, but I want you guys complete flies on the wall. I was very, I don't want any of this. And they respected my boundaries completely. So they're usually really good when it comes to that kind of stuff. But also, I'm so sorry about your dad, thinking of you. I bet my dad and your dad are watching Jersey Shore in heaven.
Oh, totally. He's souped that he met your dad.
Yeah. My dad was such a big supporter of me. Loved the show, too. Like, loved watching us. Loved all the cast.
Oh, she was the best.
He's probably meeting people up there like, oh, do you like the show? That's my daughter.
So you guys better watch 8 p.m. So promoting us.
Right in heaven. They have like a Jersey Shore watching party.
Yes.
Okay, so this is going to be our last question because I do have to go grab Cammy. Hi, Meatballs. What city would each of you like to go to with the roomies that you haven't been to yet? I'm dying for you guys to go to Chicago. XO Alif from Chicago. Yeah, we never been to Chicago. I would love us to go to Aruba. I would love Aruba. You know how much I love Aruba.
Yeah, I definitely would do Aruba. I would totally do Chicago because I love Chicago. Boston, maybe. I love Boston.
Oh, Boston. Yeah, we never been there.
Yeah.
I feel like Aruba would be so much fun. There's so many things to do. Like, we could do, like, ATV. We could do, they have, like, what is it called? All these tours around. We could go scuba. No, I would never go scuba diving.
Scuba diving. I would freak out if I went scuba diving.
Snorkeling. I don't know. I guess, I don't know. I just love Aruba, so I have, like, a soft spot for it. But, yeah, Boston I've never been to. I'm trying to think. Where else? I'm trying to think of all the places out there.
I know.
There.
It's like, where did we go? I feel like we went to a lot of places, too. Yeah, honestly, I'm down to go anywhere where it's, like, fun and there's things to do.
Yeah.
But, yes, we would do Chicago. Yes, we would do Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know, like, what's around Chicago. I've never been there, so that would be really interesting.
Oh, it's a good time.
Oh, you know where else? Seattle is a really nice city, too.
Oh, yes.
I went there. So, Mallory.
Did you meet at that place?
What place?
Where you go all the way up on top?
No.
And it moves?
No.
I forget what it's called.
They had... So, when I went to Seattle with Mallory, because my friend Mallory lived there... I loved it. It was such a cute city. The restaurants were so cute. They had this wine festival and it was awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then I went on a duck tour. It was like a duck boat. But they have an underground city there too, which is cool. I didn't get to do that. But yeah, Seattle would be like a really nice place too. It's just kind of far, but Seattle would be nice. Ooh, Hawaii.
Hawaii's far, though.
Hawaii is far. I wish we could just snap our fingers and be in Hawaii.
I know. Like, where's the teleport system? Like,
that's on my bucket list.
Oh, I went to Hawaii before the kids with Gianni for an appearance. We're only there for 4 days. But see, oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yes. And Hawaii has, like, a Disney resort as well.
Stop it. I follow it on Instagram.
Yes. That should be your next trip, Dee.
Well, I mean, the kids are a little too young for that long of a flight, I think. But that is on my bucket.
I think they would be fine.
I don't know. But
it's not that bad if, like, they eat and then they actually, like, sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't know if I'm ready for that. Well, so this year we're doing our first Aruba trip with the boys. I went when CJ was young, like 6 months old, and he, like, slept the whole time. But now I'm like, we'll see how they do on the Aruba five and a half hour flight. And then I'll, like, come back to Hawaii. Because that Disney place, I follow it on Instagram, and it looks awesome.
I want to go so bad.
Awesome. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Have fun.
Those are the places, Meatballs. But listen, I do have to jump off and grab Cameron because if I'm late, he gets very upset because they go down for a nap, and he does not nap. And... He gets scared.
He's gonna yell at you.
Yeah. It's so sad. When I pull up, he's sitting at the little door just waiting for me.
Oh my God. Stop, it's Angelo. And then
he gets so excited. Like he's like, yay, I know. My mommy. So I'm like, I have to get there by that time before they start going to get ready for nap time because he gets nervous. He's like, I'm not napping. Oh, wait. And the teacher goes after lunch, Cameron tells him every day, you all have to nap because you're little, but my mommy is coming to get me.
Oh, like, calm down, privilege.
No. I can't.
Well, I feel like a shit mom because Angelo does the same thing. He, like, sees me and he runs screaming mommy. Oh, I love it. Because my other two, they don't do that anymore. So I'm, like, eating it up with this last one. And I was, like, 2 minutes late to picking him up.
and everybody left, and he was just like standing there looking around waiting for me. D, I wanted to kill myself.
Oh my God.
And then when
God.
He saw me, started crying and running to me, I was like, I am the worst mom. I'm the worst mom.
I'm sorry, Beb.
No, I started crying. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, so don't be late, D. Yeah. Go.
I'm on my way there now.
All right, we love you, meatballs. We did it, D.
Let's get sauce.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.